For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Cureton with a high, deep kickoff fielded by Blacknell, the 15-yard line. Comes quickly to the 25, near sideline of the 30. Breaks a couple of tackles, gets a couple of extra yards to the 33-yard line. Manalapan has it there, first down and 10. 16-5 is our score, an odd score, as we've had a couple of field goals, a missed extra point, which has added up to Sayreville. Ed, perhaps more importantly for them, back to a two-possession game.
Yeah, and also throw in a safety for Manalapan, and yeah, it's a weird score, 16-5, but the important thing is that it's two scores Manalapan needs to get back in this one, and had a nice drive on that interception last time, but couldn't convert on a third and five situation, had to settle for three.
Eye formation look here for Isabella. We'll give it to Sikowski off the right side. Tackled around the neck from Teu Ashola. Gain of about two brings up a second and eight.
You know, I don't think there's been a game this year. Of course, when you run from 2,000, you pretty much have your way in every time you carry it. But I don't think there's been a game where Sikowski hasn't broken one once he's crossed the, you know, into that second level. Been unable to do that today, as Bobby Batter said, 63 yards, but can't get loose in the secondary.
Again from the eye on a second and eight. From their own 34-yard line, Isabella, play action, has Blacknell, breaks the coverage to the 25, 20, 15, 10, stopped at the 5-yard line. Went right over the top of two defenders, awkwardly caught the football, and then took off. Sayreville has the player down. That is Stevenson, who ran a long way to make the tackle. And Manalapan will have it first and goal from the Sayreville 4-yard line.
And he is holding his right knee, Matt. What a game, or touchdown-saving tackle that time by Stevenson. And it might be just a cramp. Yeah, just a cramp of the right leg, so Stevenson should be okay. Coach Najjar coming all the way over here. It's on the Manalapan sideline, right about the 3-yard line, where he made the touchdown-saving tackle on the four.
So strange play, wasn't it, Adam?
Yeah,
Blacknell made a good, you know, good adjustment on the ball, but I was surprised that he even caught it.
I thought it would be intercepted, Matt. It wasn't thrown real well. I mean, there were all white shirts around Blacknell, and he just came out with it and took off. Had a good 5-yard head start on any white jerseys, but Stevenson with the outstanding speed. And it's an important tackle because these 4 yards, remember, Manalpin's been inside of this five before and could not get it in. So very important here with 11:02 left that they get 6 points on this drive.
Well, shows you how fast Stevenson is, as he had a long way to go but was able to come back and make the tackle.
Well, the important thing now for Manalapan is that Stevenson has got to sit out at least one play and still limping over there, so wouldn't be surprised if he maybe sits this entire series inside the 4-5-yard line here. So Manalapan, a free timeout there. The referees let the teams go to the sideline. Manalapan went over, met with Edgar Airy, so don't like that power eye. Been very ineffective so far. They've run it, what, 6 or 7 times, and they're going to be in it again.
Sikowski, the deep man, in the set. Long cadence from Isabella. First and goal from the 4. Sikowski has it off the right side, bouncing forward, stopped at the 1-yard line. It'll bring up a second and goal from there.
Yeah, that time they got some good forward push from the offensive right side, and Sikowski just bore down his head and takes it to the 1. So they're in good shape right now. A lot of meat over the football there. Isabella's going to hand this one off.
Goal line defense for Sayreville. Second and goal from the 1. Sikowski has it. Sikowski scores. Touchdown, Manalapan from 1 yard out. John Sikowski getting in the end zone. His 24th touchdown of the year.
Well, you go for two here, Matt, to try and make it a three-point game because 1 point really doesn't do you any good. That would make it 16-12. So two is the call right here, and Manalapan will definitely go for two. Most offenses, Matt, excuse me, will have a two-point play designed, especially for situations like this, and they will put the ball on the left hash.
Braves getting organized here, and as Ed said, they will elect to snap it from the left hash mark. Isabella under center, splits his receivers. Perksker in motion from left to right. Isabella rolling right. Run pass option, going to tuck it and run. Get down towards close to the goal line, inside the one, and stopped.
Yeah, Isabella did a nice job. He lowered his shoulders and was hit on about the three, got it to the one, but a little short. So 16-11.
We'll keep it here as Manalapan will now get set to kick off. Takes the field goal out of play, but Ed, maybe even too far to think about that. I mean, still 10 minutes and 13 seconds to go. You have to think both teams are at least going to get a couple of possessions here before we even think about that.
I agree, Matt, but still you'd like to be within three because, you know, each possession now is very important, and this kickoff now becomes very important. Be interesting to see if Stevenson, and it does look like he will be back in there on this kickoff. Yes, he is coming back on the field. That'll force them to kick it to one side or the other. They've been going to Curitan's side on the right side here. See what happens.
Stevenson back deep, Curitan back deep, and now Sayreville will put a third player back there in the form of Miles Hartsfield. Manalapan has been shy to kick deep all day. They will pooch this one, and it will bounce at the 18-yard line, picked up by Hartsfield at the 16. Comes across the field at the 20, makes a move to the 25, into the open field at the 30, and will get stopped in the open field by Blacknail. Good open field tackle, but all the way to the 33-yard line, goes as close to about a 15, 17-yard return, and Sayreville has it first and 10 from their own 33. Time on the clock, 10 minutes, 4 seconds. Things starting to quickly tense up here. Shotgun look for Curitan. Here's the give to DeLon Stevenson off the left side. Gets into the open field. Turns the corner to the 45 to midfield. One man to beat at the 40. Gets to the 35. Will stay on his feet. 25 to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Nope, they'll say he stepped out of bounds. And Stevenson also will come up limping pretty hard. What an electric run. They rule him out of bounds at the 25-yard line. They let the play go on all the way down inside the 10, and Stevenson in some major pain right now.
Yeah, that's a cramp, Matt. And I think he cramped up on maybe the 30-yard line and managed to pick up another 10, and as you called, broke the tackle. So they'll put it on the 25, even though Stevenson is down near the goal line.
Had he not stepped out of bounds at the 25, he was basically going to hop into the end zone on 1 foot, and I don't think anybody from Manalapan was going to catch him. He is fast.
Yeah, that's, again, the left leg.
Same leg that he injured before.
Yeah, Ed. Just cramped up, yep.
So he's going to get worked down on the sideline right now, and with 9:53 to go in the fourth quarter, Sayreville 16, Manalapan 11.
You know, I'm sure and I know for a fact that there are a lot of workers from Rutgers University working this football game, obviously, being played in their home stadium. And I'm not too surprised if there's a few coaches here. They have to be happy with what they're watching today, Matt.
You would think.
I mean, this is a kid that I think will have an immediate impact. I mean, this is a kid who could run back punts, kickoffs, could even be a receiver if they need to, you know. But this, you know, as far as running back, he's probably got to grow into his body a little bit more, get a little bigger, a little stronger. But, I mean, he's got outstanding speed, and he just has playmaking ability.
continuing to tend to him right around the 3-yard line, close to the far sideline.
It's a left calf, which is what they're working on, and it's definitely a cramp. He's really working it over. Probably got his own private masseuse.
On loan from Rutgers?
Yeah. Actually, it's the Saraville trainer.
So while he is continuing to be tended to, why don't we step out? We'll take a quick timeout. We'll send it back to the studio, and Paul, I'll update you on how long we need to stay. Let's take a 30-second timeout to start, and we'll take it from there. 9:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Sayreville 16, Manalapan 11. We're back with more high school football right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Barry Cottrell, general manager at DCH Frio Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win and inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Frio Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFrioNissan.com or on Route 9, we're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Frio Old Nissan.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you back here from Rutgers University, Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluka, DeLon Stevenson from Sayreville continuing to be worked on. We talked about him being a player that will be here at Rutgers next year. And for the second consecutive year, Greg Schiano and his staff have locked up one of the top running back talents. Savon Huggins was a player they grabbed last year from St. Peter's Prep. Rutgers football at 8-4 this year. They will be bowl-bound somewhere. And Stevenson now able to get up. He will kind of limp off under his own power. And once they get that cramp worked out, I'm sure he will be back in. Didn't appear to be anything more than that, right, Ed?
That's all it was, Matt. And they were smart. You know, they used, 5-10 minutes there almost to just work on the cramp, because that's what they would have done if they helped them up off the field and took them to the sidelines. So why not do it on the field when the clock is stopped and you're not wasting any time without him available? But still limping, but he did the same thing before when he limped off, and he was back in two plays after Manalapan had scored.
So here comes Sayreville back on after that big run from Stevenson. Cureton splits his backs and will give it here to Yanazelli. Cuts upfield at the 20, 15, good burst of speed inside the 10, and we'll take it down to the 6-yard line. Gain of 19. First and goal for Sayreville. This is a backbreaker for Manalapan, Ed, as they get, you know, back within one possession, and now all of a sudden it's Sayreville coming right back down the field.
Yeah, that's a killer run. A great, great run by Sayreville there, you know, with Stevenson on the bench. You know, in reality, maybe you become even more tougher. I don't think that's an accurate statement, but you know what I mean. They are able to spread the ball out. You really don't know who's getting it. When Stevenson's in the backfield, he's your one priority.
Miller and Yanazelli in the backfield here. Yanazelli again with the carry, stretching things out. Touchdown, Sayreville. 9:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Sayreville scoring from about 4 yards out. Yanazelli, his 7th rushing touchdown of the year. drive that took less than a minute.
Yeah, exactly. 10-minute mark. Manalapan puts it in the end zone. Stevenson with the long run. Yanizelli with two runs, and they're in the end zone.
Kiraton on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It will knuckle its way through. 23-11 Sayreville. 9:17 to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Central Jersey Group 4 Finals. We step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit shoresportsnetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Matt Harmon and Saraluca back here on the Shore Sports Network. 9:17 to go in the first of our high school football doubleheader. Just a reminder for those just tuning in, Steinert and Neptune will come up at 4 o'clock. We'll stay on in between games. After that four-yard touchdown run from Yanizelli and the extra point, it is 23-11 Sayreville. Short kickoff, fielded by Harris at the 32, runs all the way across the field, gets to the 40, to the 43-yard line, upended by Carey, where it will be first and 10 for Manalapan. So now all of a sudden, Ned, the pressure goes back on the Manalapan offense. They were able to put together a scoring drive last time, but most of it on kind of a Hail Mary almost type pass that Blacknell was able to pull in.
Yeah, don't know if you're going to be able to give it to John Sikowski now. And obviously your game plan from play number one, down two scores here. You can't waste 4 or 5 minutes trying to get in the end zone here.
Sikowski goes to the tailback spot, straight eye formation, slot receiver combo off to the left. Isabella wants to throw, swings one in the flat. For Blacknell, catches it behind the line of scrimmage, comes forward, and gets back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. Second and 10, Miller and Switzer combined on the stop.
Well, the thing that has surprised me today, Matt, is the non-factor that Anthony Fersker has been. I do not think they have utilized him fully in this football game.
Fersker this time will split left. Up top to the right, Blackdale. McKerney in motion. Play action. Isabella hit as he throws, and it is intercepted. Picked off. Miles Hartsfield. Third interception of the day for Sayreville. And the Bombers a score away from icing this game.
You know, they had Fersker crossing from left to right, going into DeLon Stevenson, who, by the way, is still limping, Matt, even though he was in there on that defensive series. I would have liked to have seen Isabella look for Fersker on that, coming across to the right to go up against Stevenson. Don't know if Stevenson was 100% on that defensive, series there.
First down and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Sayreville trying to put the game away. They lead at 23-11. Here's the give again for Yanizelli, hit in the backfield and taken down. Pierce from his middle linebacker spot on the stop. Loss of one, maybe two. Let's call it a two-yard loss. Bring up second and 12.
And Stevenson, by the way, is on the sideline, resting that left calf.
Sayreville taking their time in the huddle. Breaks here with 7:45 and rolling here in the fourth quarter. Is Shola in motion? Kiraton going to roll right. He wants to run. He will be stopped in the backfield. Breaks one tackle, breaks another, and then gets sandwiched by two more red jerseys. Loss on the play all the way back to the Sayreville 41-yard line. And Kiraton now slow to get up. So Stevenson on the bench. Kiraton will come out, and they will send Mike Carey into the game. He is the backup quarterback, has played a lot in the game already today. He's the holder. He sees some time at tight end, and now he will take at least a snap at quarterback. Credit this, at least for Manalapan. They realize the severity of the situation, and they have been hard charging here with their defense. Now they've got to make a stop on third and long with Sayreville's backup quarterback into the game. Tight end right, trips left from the right hash mark. Quick hitter for Yanizelli. Safety play. They didn't want to test carry too much. Yanizelli will take it to the 46-yard line as a gain of five. Bring up a fourth and 12. And Sayreville will have to punt the ball away with 6:25 to go and rolling in the fourth quarter. Manalapan late bringing their punt return team on. Berksker going back deep along with Vinny Harris. Sayreville with a late player coming on as well. They have it all set up. George Najjar, the head coach, talking with the referee. They're letting the clock wind all the way down. I think they're going to use one of their timeouts as soon as the back judge starts to count, and they will do just that. So they use all of the play clock that they can and will stop it with 5:46 to go, use one of their three second-half timeouts. They lead it 23-11. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more fourth-quarter action. Central Jersey, Group 4 final. Sayreville up by 12 over Manalapan. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Matt Harmon, Ed Zarluka back here on the Shore Sports Network. Fourth down and long, and Sayreville will bring on Yanizelli to punt it away. Pressure coming from Manalapan. Yanizelli with a short wobbly kick off the side of his foot. Berksker will come up and make the fair catch at the 33-yard line. And the Braves, with 5:38 to go, going to have to put it in gear. They trail it 23-11.
Almost in a throwing situation on every down right now, Matt. Maybe an occasional draw to Sikowski, but you got to get a quick score right now. 5:38. You trail by two scores.
Berksker will split out wide right. Blacknell slot to the right. Isabella, who's been picked off three times today, rolling right under pressure, going to tuck it, try to run. He'll get dropped in the backfield. Two-yard loss back to the 31-yard line. Deion Miller, who's played a whale of a game, sets up a second and 12.
By the way, Stevenson is in on this defensive series, but still limping around on that left calf cramp.
Berksker will split left this time. Coming in the slot, same way is Blacknell. Straight eye look, tight end back to the right. Sikowski gets it off tackle to the right side, looking to find a hole, not much to work with. As he is taken down after a 1.5-yard gain, Brian McMahon, the defensive tackle, on the stop. And, you know, I don't think we're usually overly critical, but at this stage of the game, I'm not sure the off-tackle play is the one to run from Manalapan.
Yeah, I don't know if Isabella changed the play, Matt, because the coaches over here, you know, had their arms out to the side when Isabella came over to get the play on third down here, meaning, you know, that is a sign to me, like, what happened. You know, I don't think that was the play called from the sideline.
McHenry, fullback. Sikowski, the tailback. Isabella, wanting to throw, hangs one up in the air, was hit as he threw it. Berksker comes back, did he hang on to it? Juggled around a little bit. I think they're going to give him the catch. And they will.
Wow.
Berksker came back on the football. Isabella, who was hit as he threw it, hung one up there.
Yeah, it looked like it definitely looked like it hit the ground. There's the replay on the board, man. Yeah, it definitely hit the ground.
Well, Berksker did a pretty good acting job.
He did.
Of hanging on to it.
Fairfield crowd not too happy.
Quickly back to the line. Isabella will spike the football.
Wow.
I second your wow. Not quite sure why you would waste it down there.
Yeah, I don't think you could waste downs in this situation right now. You still got to travel 45 yards.
Sayreville crowd, of which is right underneath me, still booing that last call.
You know, I don't know if the officials were in a good position to see that ball hit the turf, but Fersker did do the good acting job.
They just put another replay of it up on the board. And now a sack. Ball comes out. It'll be fought for. It was Asholta, Teo Asholta, who has played a monster game defensively, stripping Isabella. And it is Sayreville football.
Ishmael Herring, one of the Sayreville captains, came away with it, Matt.
That might do it.
Yeah, with 3:40 left, Sayreville in possession now. Manalapan going to have to use some timeouts here. They have three left.
Curitan stays off as the quarterback. It will still be Carey who will do a lot of handing off. Sayreville one player short.
Yeah, the tight end was not in the game.
That's his shoulder. He was still celebrating his sack and his strip. Split backs, Miller and Yazanelli.
And then he goes in motion.
Movement up front. That was the other Asholta. That was Teju Asholta, who got started early. That'll back Sayreville up 5 yards with 3:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Bombers lead it 23-11, looking for their third state championship. They won it last year. Don't see many teams go back-to-back, and Sayreville just a couple minutes away from doing that. The give will be to Yanizelli, stretching it out to the left side, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Stacked up there by a host of red. Among those on the tackle, Pierce. And Manalapan will use one of their timeouts with 3:31 to go in the fourth quarter. We step out as well. Sayreville 23, Manalapan 11. We're back in 30 seconds to wrap this one up from the Central Jersey Group 4 Final at Rutgers University. You're listening to the Shore Sports Network.
This is Barry Cottrell, general manager at DCH Field Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win, inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Field Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFieldNissan.com or on Route 9, we're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Freehold Nissan.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
So Sayreville, 3 minutes, 31 seconds away from winning their third state championship, second in as many years. And with a second and 15 coming up, they will keep the football on the ground, one would have to think. Mike Carey, the backup quarterback, still in for Curitan, who was shaken up earlier in this quarter. Here's Yanizelli on the carry. He is hit as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Taken down, Sikowski and Pierce combine on the tackle, and another timeout used by Manalapan trying to save every second that they can. Boy, that strip and the fumble, Ed, you know, really put a knife in the heart of Manalapan. Just when they think they might be able to get back into the game, they get the benefit of what looked like on the replay a shaky call and the catch from Ferksker, and then turn it over.
Yeah, that was a big play in the football game, Matt. They got the break they needed. It would have been a tremendous comeback anyway, even if they were to pull it off. But the strip, the recovery, I don't think today that quarterback Mike Isabella, you know, played his best football game, threw some not so nice spiral passes, and just did not get into the game and use Anthony Firkser, one of the better receivers in the shore, and also take the pressure off of John Sikowski. I think that was the ball game, basically, in a nutshell. And Manal have been not able to muster up too much offense today.
Cureton and Stevenson both out of the game here for Sayreville. Manalapan showing blitz on third and long. Here's the inside carry for Yanazelli, and he'll get dropped for a three-yard loss, bring up fourth and a whole bunch. Sayreville will punt. Let's see if George Najjar does the same exact thing he did last time Sayreville was going to punt, and that was work the play clock all the way down to one and then use a timeout. Yanazelli will come on to punt. Harris and Firkser back deep. No, I would think this would be a good time to put everybody up on the line and go for a block. Maybe try to create a quick turnover and get a score back on the board. Yanazelli will punt. Hanging high in the air. Catch made by Harris at the 30-yard line. Ed, your mic is on. Ed, turn that mic off. Harris with the return. Gets it to the 38-yard line. Brings up a first down and 10 for Manalapan, who now with 2:28 to go will have to hustle, as Isabella coming back on to run that Manalapan offense. And they're going to have to throw the football. Firkser splitting out along with Blacknell. Third wide receiver up top, formation to the right. Draw play for Sikowski, and he is hit and dropped in the backfield. Back of the 35-yard line, it is Ishmael Herring one more time. 3-yard loss brings up a second and 13. Quickly up to the line, Isabella stops on a 3-yard pattern and looks for Firkser over the middle, overthrew him. Incomplete, brings up third and long.
Well, I don't know what the final numbers will be, Matt, but I'm sure John Sikowski not at the 100-yard mark. And don't think that's happened this year.
Third down here and 13, 2:02 to go. Firkser splits wide right. He is Isabella's favorite target. Combo pattern, Isabella in trouble and will get sacked. This time it's McMahon. He and Herring have been dynamite for Sayreville as the two defensive tackles. And with 1:45 to go, fourth down and long, timeout will be taken by Manalapan. I thought Ed Guerrero was signaling for a timeout, but the clock is still running. And now Manalapan will have a player go down, and the clock will stop with 1:31 to go in the fourth quarter.
That is number 12, Matt.
That's the quarterback. That's Isabella.
Isabella, right. He got up after getting up slowly after the sack. Took about five or six steps and then went down again. Looks like they're looking at his left leg as the backup quarterback. Take some snaps on the field with his center.
Tough time to be a backup quarterback and come into the game.
Yeah, that would be Pat Monahan, the punter, who will come into this game. So it looks like DeLon Stevenson will pick up our Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game. I'll try to get a word. These championship games, there have been huge celebrations following. By the way, I'm now on the Sayreville sideline, and DeLon's older brother on the sidelines just got interviewed by, I think, Fios, watching his younger brother pick up a MVP award looking forward to when they are on the field next year playing together.
Isabella able to get up. He'll walk off under his own power, and it will be Pat Monahan to come on. Chan has started here on the Sayreville side back-to-back. That is what Sayreville aspired this year. Despite coming in as the 5 seed in the tournament, they have won 2 games on the road coming in. The opening round against Jackson, and then South Brunswick avenging a loss from earlier in the season. And now here against Manalapan, knocking on the door. Mahan wants to throw. Berksker makes the catch. He will stay on his feet, get to the 40-yard line. Not going to be enough for a first down. Sayreville will take over on downs. We'll be able to run a couple of plays, though the clock is still moving with 65 seconds. Now it stops. They let about 5 or 6 extra seconds go off the clock than probably needed to.
Yeah, they'll have to take a knee a couple times, Matt, and that'll do it. Of course, last year, 14-0 shutout over Brick Memorial in the finals. And this year, a 23-11 victory over Manalapan. So they've beaten 2 short conference schools in back-to-back years and will win their 3rd overall championship.
Victory formation for Sayreville. It will be Mike Carey under center as Cureton stays on the bench. Takes an E. Manalapan does have a timeout. Not sure that they're going to even bother. Braves will finish up their year at 10-2. A loss in week 1 and a loss here in their 12th game of the season will bookend 10 consecutive wins. Great year for them. But they will come up 1 game short of a state championship and a North title. But they were hoping for a little bit more. Final snap, final knee from Mike Carey. Delon Stevenson and the Bombers of Sayreville defend their championship and win Central Jersey Group 4, 23-11. They top Manalapan. We will step out here. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, get you set for our Water Street Grill postgame show. Good season for the Braves. Better day for the Bombers. 23-11, our final score. We're back to wrap this one up and start to look ahead to Neptune and Steinert right after this quick 2-minute timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit shoresportsnetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
So the first of our double header in the high school football scene in the books, Sayreville topping Manalapan by a score of 23-11. The Bombers finish up their year at 10-2. They win Central Jersey Group 4, and after they pose for the picture with the trophy, they are now heading into the stands to celebrate with their classmates, their family, and friends. A very talented Bomber team able to win this one fairly convincingly. 23-11, they take it. Delon Stevenson got it started. A 77-yard touchdown run for him at the 8:50 mark of the first quarter. That set the tone, and Manalapan could never really fully get back into the game. A safety for the Braves. After one quarter, it was 6-2. And then Cureton scoring on a 1-yard touchdown run, 13-2. That was our score at the half. Third quarter, Cagliano for
Matt,
Manalapan. Yes, Ed.
I am with Coach Najir. Coach, he wants to talk to his players real quick, Matt.
Ed with Coach George Najar, who we'll talk to in just a second. I'll finish the scoring recap. Cagliano, a 25-yard field goal. Foreman Allipin made it 13-5. Cureton able to answer back with a 23-yard field goal, made it 16-5. That was after 3 quarters of play. John Sikowski got Manalapan to within 5 after a 1-yard touchdown run, 16-11. And then Alex Yanazelli with a four-yard touchdown run at the 9:17 mark of the fourth quarter. Final score 23-11. Manalapan a couple of chances to sneak back in it. Their closest was at 16-11. They then threw an interception, a fumble later on, and a win for the Bombers of Sayreville. Waiting for a quick word with George Najjar. Ed Guerrieri addressing his troops of Manalapan on the far hash mark. Both teams finish up at 10-2. Sayreville the champs in Central Jersey, Group 4. Back-to-back champs as the celebration continues for Sayreville. Steinert and Neptune coming up in the second of our high school football doubleheader. Just waiting for Coach Najjar to...
He said he wants one more minute with his team, Matt, and they got to get the team pitcher done.
So en route to this victory, Sayreville knocks off two Shore Conference teams. They beat Jackson in the first round, and Manalapan here in the finals. Pictures continuing for Sayreville. We'll try to keep it here. We're going to keep it here in between games anyway, so we're...
Might as well keep it here.
In no real rush.
Coach just gave a big hug to Stevenson, the big Stevenson.
Such an exciting time for high school football players to win a state championship. Unfortunately for Manalapan, despite maybe a better year than a lot anticipated, they finish up one game short of their goal. A lot of handshaking, a lot of celebration.
That's okay, Coach. Congratulations. Back-to-back championships. I know you're a Shore guy right down in Middletown, so you know the toughness of the Shore team.
Absolutely. We have a lot of respect for the Shore Conference, especially Manalapan did a great job this year. I respect their coaching staff, and we met in the semifinals last year. We had a tough game, or another tough game today.
You know, I saw you give a big hug to DeLon's brother. Going to be nice to watch those two guys play up here, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's wonderful, and I want to have kids that come to Rutgers in the home state, and they play like that, and to have this kid come here locally, for all of us to get a chance to watch and play, it's going to be a real pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about the game plan today. Obviously, a 2,000-yard rusher in John Sikowski, you shut him down pretty much.
Well, that was our game plan, to try to take away the running game, force him to throw the ball, and, you know, we missed some opportunities offensively, but defense did a great job all year, and they finished the job today.
DeLon looked like it was just cramps, right?
Absolutely. Thank God it's only cramps, and it was a hot day. He was on the field. He never left the field, so you kind of sometimes you expect those things on days like this.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Back-to-back, not many teams can do that, pull that off.
We're very proud of the kids. They worked for it, and they certainly deserve it.
That's Coach George Najjar, the head man of Sayreville High School. And we're going to try and track down DeLon, but I think they whisked him off, right, for the TV?
Yeah, he's actually looking straight ahead of you. Ed, what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and we'll kind of sort through things. As DeLon Stevenson in the middle of a whole bunch, maybe we can grab somebody from Manalapan and get a quick word from the Braves as well. Let's take a 60-second timeout as the celebration continuing for Sayreville. Hard luck for Manalapan. They lose it 23-11. We're back in 60 seconds with more of the postgame show here on the Shore Sports Network.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
We are now in between games, but wrapping things up on our post-game show brought to you by Water Street Grill, Robbins Parkway, and on the Toms River. Stop in for a bite before or after the game and catch all the college and pro football action on their 21 HD TVs. Just waiting for a word with John Sikowski. As soon as he finishes one interview, he will join Ed. Sayreville knocking off Manalapan by a score of 23-11, putting the Cappers on the Central Jersey Group 4 championship. The Central Jersey Group 3 final coming up about a half hour from now. 10-1 Neptune against 9-2 Steinert. Steinert making a dynamic run here to the finals as the 7 seed. Neptune, who entered the bracket as the 2 seed, they will be the, I should say the 5 seed, excuse me, they will be the home team in this one.
Matt?
Yes, Ed.
I'm with John Sikowski. John, obviously disappointed, but talk about what yourself and this team has done this year.
I mean, we did something amazing. We came to here. We haven't been here in a long time. And, hey, I'm happy we did this, and at least we didn't not win anything. We won our A North. We won undefeated in that, so we didn't leave with nothing. So I'm happy about that.
You know, it seemed like you struggled a little bit today offensively. Not you, but, you know, the team, just to get any fluidity going.
Well, yeah, that was the biggest thing. When they stopped our run, I guess everyone just, like, I guess they just gave up, because that's our whole thing. It's us running the ball.
Well, I don't know if give up is the word, but you know, you faced a pretty good team in there and a pretty good athlete in DeLon Stevenson. What about Sayreville?
He's a great athlete. I mean, we tried bringing him inside, and we brought him inside. We didn't want him to go outside. We brought him inside. He broke that first half, and he was gone.
You know, on behalf of the Shore Sports Network, you know, we're down the shore, you know, you're in our conversation every week. Our congratulations to Manalapan and yourself on a tremendous season, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of postseason awards coming your way.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I just had fun out here. I don't really care about that, so I'm just happy I did what I did this year. I'm surprising myself.
Well, congratulations again, and keep your head up. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you very much.
That's John Sikowski from Manalapan. Matt, tremendous year for John. I'm going to try to hustle over here. They still have Stevenson on the on TV, and they do.
He's out of the TV loop, Ed. Okay. So you can maybe bump some of the writers out. He's still in the same spot that he was before, just so that you know.
I see him. I do see him. Yes.
We'll step out real quick as well and see if we can line up DeLon Stevenson right after this quick timeout. As Sayreville making their way off the field, they have beaten Manalapan.
Take about a 30-second, Matt, because he's with Steve Falk. I'll just push Steve Falk out of the way.
23-11, the final score. We're back with more right after this.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
This is Barry Cottrell, general manager at DCH Field Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win and inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Field Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFieldNissan.com or on Route 9. We're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Freehold Nissan.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Post game of one, getting set for a pregame of another. Sayreville wrapping up their victory over Manalapan, who has left the field. Braves wrapping up a great season at 10-2. We appreciate John Sikowski coming by and giving us a couple of minutes. Never easy after a loss. Just waiting for DeLon Stevenson, who continues to be interviewed by just about everyone who can get their hands on him. The only guy who hasn't been able to do it is Ed.
Nah, there's a line waiting for him. I got to get him right after this question here. TV station's got him now.
Such a good day for him. Started off the game, on such a high note, that 77-yard touchdown run. And
hey, I got the guy right here. By the way, DeLon, you are our Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game, so you're going home with a little hardware on behalf of the Shore Sports Network. DeLon, tremendous effort today, and a nice way to finish your senior year with back-to-back championships.
It feels good because winning back-to-back, like, not a lot of teams do that. I guess our coaches put in the position to do that, and that's what we did today.
First of all, a little bit about the leg, just cramps, right?
Yeah, just cramps, nothing much. I'll be fine in a couple of days.
Well, nothing more to play for this year, but I think we're going to hear a lot about you next year on this field and in the next 4 years.
Yeah, of course, hopefully you do.
And your brother was here to watch you play and to enjoy this one with you, huh?
Yeah, it feels good having him here watching me play.
Well, tremendous effort today, DeLon. Congratulations. Good effort offensively and defensively. Couple picks. That makes you happy, right?
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
That's DeLon Stevenson, our Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game. Not a man of many words, Matt, but quite a football player.
Yeah, certainly a guy that is the definition of letting your actions speak louder than your words. A great season for him. Great season for Sayreville. We put that game to bed. We'll take a timeout. We'll take an extended three-minute break here. We'll come back and start to preview just a little bit the Neptune and Steinert game, our Central Jersey Group 3 final. That starts at 4 o'clock. You are listening to state playoff coverage on the Shore Sports Network.